From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, April 26th. Coming up, after hearing about the number of veterans who commit suicide, one Northern Illinois man decided to do something about it by sharing his love of woodworking. That story from Yvonne Booz in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Five Republicans running for Illinois governor shared a stage downstate last night with one empty chair. Dave McKinney reports.
The fundraising frontrunner in the GOP gubernatorial field, Aurora Mayor Richard Irvin, skipped a candidates forum near Peoria. Organizers set up an empty chair to highlight Irvin's absence. And State Senator Darren Bailey took the bait to score an easy political hit against his missing rival.
So I sit here and I look at this empty seat tonight, and I think of a mayor of the highest tax city and a sanctuary city in the state of Illinois, and I think of someone who sits and prefers to stay in his basement rather than have to come and face me.
Irvin's campaign said he had another commitment. The GOP primary is June 28th. This is Dave McKinney.
A federal jury has convicted an Illinois correctional officer of beating an elderly prisoner to death. But in their verdict yesterday afternoon, jurors could not agree on the guilt of a second guard who was charged. Juror Kevin Sullivan says the testimony from multiple guards who saw the beating but did not report it showed the Illinois Department of Corrections is deeply troubled.
The whole brotherhood thing, the whole, you know, people get roughed up here, there, and I mean, just how corrupt it was. This was an eye-opener.
The Department of Corrections has refused to comment on the fact that several of their officers admitted on the stand that they failed to stop or report the abuse. The officer who was not convicted was also not acquitted, so he could be facing a retrial. Travelers are no longer required to wear masks in airports or train stations in Illinois. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes has more.
Governor J.B. Pritzker lifted mask requirements on public transportation after a Florida judge struck down the federal version. Away Spade is the epidemiologist at the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District. He said on the 21st talk show that the unvaccinated should continue to wear masks in places like Champaign with moderate COVID-19 transmission.
People who are immune compromised, people who have individuals in their family who cannot be vaccinated, or if you are a high risk in general, then for those individuals, masking is highly recommended.
The CDC rates COVID-19 transmission as low in most counties in Illinois, except for a few counties with moderate transmission like Champaign, Piatt, McLean, and DuPage. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
A program designed to fight homelessness and food insecurity in Champaign County is expanding its efforts. Prosperity Gardens was created as part of the See You at Work initiative, which employs homeless residents on urban farms. Program participants work in the gardens and grow food that's given back to the community through the Champaign Farmers Market, Daily Bread Soup Kitchen, and Carl Mobile Market. Now, 85 raised individual garden beds are being built at an expanded urban farm on North Street in Champaign to produce more food and get more people involved. Prosperity Gardens director Nicole Musumeci says the program is a great start to getting residents back on their feet.
Being homeless isn't just you don't have a place to sleep at night. It's also having nothing to do all day but wander. And so what I love about this program is for folks who are really ready to make some transitions into housing, our program provides a first step for that.
She says participants gain valuable skills that will help them find jobs and housing in the future. For more information, visit prosperitygardens.org. Still to come, we'll learn how one Northern Illinois man is using his love of woodworking to help veterans in need. That story from Yvonne Booz is coming up next on 217 Today.
I'm Jacqueline Barba, a student reporter for the Illinois Student Newsroom. Being a part of the newsroom has helped me learn new journalism skills while also enabling me to tell the stories of this community for this community. As we celebrate a century of making waves in our community, you can help kickstart our next 100 years with a gift today in support of our spring fun drive at willgive.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. After hearing about the number of veterans who commit suicide, one Northern Illinois man decided to do something about it by sharing his love of woodworking. Yvonne Booz has more.
Basically a shell of that.
According to the Illinois Department of Public Affairs, a total of 167 Illinois veterans took their lives in 2019. Woodworking was just a hobby for Greg Zilioli. He worked as a freelance creative director for 25 years, but in May of 2015, things slowed down. So he started doing woodwork in his downtown Chicago apartment. Zilioli says he was in a dark place during this time, and then he started hearing veteran suicide statistics.
But for whatever reason, in that mental state, it reached me differently. And all I could think was that there's bound to be people out there that would love to be doing this as well.
And he wanted to make this happen. His Chicago apartment wasn't big enough for this, so he started out small. In 2017, Zilioli took his lathe to a woman who once worked as a prison guard in Iraq. He taught her how to make wooden seam rippers.
And in 2 weeks, she made 20 of them. And through the process of making these things, she learned how to use every tool, you know, she would eventually be buying. And it was trying to remove as many barriers as possible to her success through this process.
He says based on her new skills, she was able to start her own business. He was ready to pull in more veterans, but he needed a bigger space. So he worked with a real estate agent, and she suggested a warehouse on a river in Aurora. He wasn't convinced that would work, but he made a visit to the City of Lights anyway.
But I saw these three windows on the Fox River, and I imagined a lathe sitting in front of each of these windows, and I imagined these veterans standing here and having this really amazing, positive memory.
Zilioli says the goal is to teach the veterans a skill set that will help them make money if they choose to go that route. Guy Messino is a 74-year-old Vietnam veteran who's never done woodwork prior to this. Messino learned about Zilioli at a vet center in Downers Grove. He says he had ankle and leg surgery, which made him lethargic.
Then I was down, very depressed. And I have PTSD, and I find this gives me a reason to get out of bed and come and do these things. It's really had a purpose in my life. It's given me purpose.
Al Scott is also a Vietnam vet. He did woodwork in high school. When he found out about the program, he thought it would be a perfect opportunity to reinforce his skills. He says he comes for the therapeutic effects and not for a revenue source.
It helps me so that my mind doesn't drift back to places I don't want to be. I have PTSD from Vietnam, like most Vietnam vets and other vets as well.
Dennis Lazinski is 75. He learned of the opportunity from another veteran who takes part in the program. He started doing woodwork about 4 or 5 months ago.
Here I stand today with over 30 plus pens. I made them for my 6 grandchildren, all of our 4 children, plus their spouses. It's a great place. Greg does a good job here helping all of us.
Zilioli says, although this is in Aurora, veterans from all over are welcome to take part.
In this room right now, we've got I think Aurora, Elburn, and Naperville. But we're right near the train station in Aurora. If somebody lives in the city and wants to take the train out, we'll go pick them up at the train station and bring them down.
He says some veterans come a couple of days a week. Some have started home businesses, but others do this for self-enjoyment. And he is just fine with that.
I can help with the advertising. I can help with the marketing. I can help with the product. There's a lot of things I can do. But what I can't do is be a veteran and, you know, actually be there in the moment when they're possibly losing hope. So if I can prevent them from ever getting there, maybe that helps.
Information about this program can be found on a Call to Shoulders Facebook page. I'm Yvonne Booth.
Turn that into a pen. But this is the one with the feel that she likes. So we need to, you know, drill this down and get this one, you know, squared on the sides.
Okay.
And then you can turn these. And give Al a chance to get some work done.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have sunny skies today with a high of 55 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Dave McKinney, Rob Wildebohr, Emily Hayes, Hannah Lonergan, and Yvonne Booz. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldeen. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.